right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
The four dimensions of faith. The four dimensions of faith, part two. Please let me remind you that this is a series of teaching. The last week we started discussing, or the week before, about these four dimensions. When we talk about dimensions, we're talking about the root of the tree, the root of faith. And I shared with you the strength of any tree is in its root. So you cannot really appreciate any tree unless you understand its roots. The same thing with faith. There are four serious roots of faith. That's what I call four dimensions of faith. Number one, faith in God. Number two, faith in the Word of God. God said, I hold my word more than my name. So having faith in God's word is critical. I am who I am today because of my faith in what God said. Number three, you have to have faith in the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Many people have faith in God, but they don't have faith in the person of the Holy Spirit. They don't want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't want to speak in tongues. They don't have faith in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So they are living an average life because they are missing some of the fundamentals. Number four, you got to have faith in his prophet. Many of you have faith in God. You have faith in his word, but you don't trust your pastor. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 says, believe in the Lord thy God so that you will be established. It goes on to say, believe in his prophet so that you will prosper. I just explained to you why you're broke. Faith in his prophets will make you prosper. Four pillars, four roots of faith, four dimensions of faith. So we begin to take it one by one. The last time we talked about this, we dealt with faith in God. Today, I'm going to be teaching you about how you can have faith in the Word of God. Are you still here? The Word of God is very important. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, grass may wither and flowers may fade, but the Word of God, the Word that God said, that will stand forever. Am I still in the book? Yes. So today's focus is for you and I to know, what did God say concerning your healing? And if you can find out what God said concerning your healing, and you have faith in the word, everyone that come in here sick today will go home healed. We don't serve a dead God. He said, my world will never pass away. Heaven and earth, the planet earth will go down before the word of God goes down. So don't just go to church whooping and hollering and the pastor break dancing and putting on a show, all those foolishness. What you need is the word of God. Find out for sure, for real, what did God say concerning my healing? So when sicknesses knock your door, you ready for him. Because you know the word. Faith in the word of God. And what did God say concerning my healing? I'm glad you asked. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I just made you sing it. I'm trying every trick in the world to make sure the word of God sink in. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. In other words, the voice of the Lord thy God is what God said. And if you will hear what God said, and you will do which is right in his sight, and you give your ears to what? His commandments. And if you will learn to keep all his statutes, God said, somebody shout, God said. What did God say? He said, I will put none. Somebody shout, none. That includes whatever is in your body right now. He said, I will put none of this disease upon you. He said, I brought it upon the Egyptians, but I won't put it upon you. He said, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
God is saying to you and I, he will not put any of the disease upon you. So if you are under the sound of my voice right now, and there's a disease upon you, or there's a sickness in your body, God did not put it there. He cannot contradict himself. He said, I will not put disease or sickness upon your body. If you are sick, every one of you watching on TV, pay attention. I'm not just passing through. I'm here for a reason. If it's on your body, God didn't put it there. Ladies and gentlemen, God said, I will not put it upon you. So God did not put cold on you. God did not put diabetes on you. That high blood pressure, God did not put it there. That cancer in your body, God did not put it there. Pain and aches, arthritis, God did not put it there. Hypertension, God didn't do that. Heart disease, God did not put it in your body. That HIV, hey, don't turn me up. God did not put it there. The Bible said, John chapter 10, verse 10, it is the thief that comes to steal from you. It is the thief that comes to kill you. It is the thief that makes you sick, that comes to destroy you. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. And have it abundantly. Somebody shout good news. You know the good news that I found in the scripture. I love the Bible. My wife gets on me because I have too many Bibles. Every year I buy another one. My house is full of Bible. And she gets on my case. How many Bible do you have to have? I say, because in this book, I can conquer the whole world. One book. I'm a lawyer. I have to read many books to make any sense. But God gives you only one book. One book, and it answers every question. If you are here, you know what blows my mind about that scripture, Exodus chapter 15, 26? First, he said, I won't put it on you. But in case the devil put it on you, then he showed up, he said, I am the Lord that will heal you from it. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. So God is the healer. And he wants to heal you and me today. As long as he is Lord. That's why he say, I'm the Lord. As long as he is Lord, he remains the healer. You know how we sing that song? He is Lord. You see, don't just sing it. Get understanding. And he said, as long as he is Lord, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So if you call him Lord, recognize that he can heal you. Recognize that you don't have to live with that sickness and disease. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, why do we sing he's Lord, and yet we're not healed? The missing piece is that we have no faith in what we're saying. Are you still here? Faith is required to be healed. What then is faith? Faith is not philosophy. Faith is not some kind of religious strategy. Faith, I told you before, is a spiritual force drawn from a spiritual source to produce a living proof that he is Lord. Have you ever been in a situation that God did for you that which you could not do for yourself? That's a living proof that he is Lord. So faith is a spiritual force. It's a force when it show up, shackles are broken. When faith show up, earthquake, the whole building rumbles. It's a spiritual force. And it's drawn from a living source. The Bible is not just a book. It's a living, breathing source. And it produces living proof. Are you still here? How can you say that, Brother Pastor? You remember Apostle Paul talking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 through verse 5. Apostle Paul said, my preaching is not with enticing word. He said, I didn't come to you with enticing word of man. He said, but it's a demonstration of the spirit and power. Then he goes on. He not only talk about spirit and power, then he began to break it down. He said that your faith, see, that's the secret, your faith, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in what? The power of God. So faith is not philosophy. That's wisdom of men. Faith is not strategy. That's wisdom of men. Faith is a demonstration of the power of God. So every time faith is preached, guess what happened? God's power is being released. Right now, as I'm preaching the word of faith to you, the power of God is being released. Everywhere faith is projected, God's power show up. Are you still here? Translation, if you show your faith, God will show his face. Are you listening to me? Anytime, anywhere that you show your faith, God's power will show up. If you display your faith, you will see and witness the power of God. Let me tell you some secrets about praise. Thank you. About prayer and about faith. If you follow this ministry, I put so much focus on those things. I make sure the hardest discipline group in this ministry are my musicians. They catch more scrutiny from me than any other staff. Because every time you see the power, they think they run the place. They don't. Let me help you. None of them do. I know the secret to growing any church. Prayer. Praise. Faith in God. That's how you rule any church. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little secret about those three things. Can you stand some truth today? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, praise. If you are in the business of praising God, if you learn to sing praises unto God, not only Sunday morning, but everywhere, the secret of praise, that anytime you praise God, God's presence will show up. Not deacon's presence, the presence of God. Are you listening to me? But unfortunately, many of you still come, you never praise God. And so you never see the presence of God in your life. My brother-in-law got in trouble with my wife during his visit. He picked a pair of pliers and a hammer, and he started beating on it and singing and dancing. My wife got upset. I told my wife, leave the man alone. Because I understand something about praise. I'm giving you a serious secret that you will make you conquer every enemy of your soul. Every time you praise God, somebody shout presence. Presence of God. Let me tell you another secret about prayer. I told you and I say it again. God has given the planet Earth to mankind. Every time you pray, you grant God permission to do something in your life. Somebody shout permission. So I feel sorry for every one of you that don't pray. I think you are the dumbest creature I ever met in my life. You need somebody that will love you enough to tell you blunt truth. The days of religion are over. Every day must be a day of thanksgiving in your life. Why are you praising God? Some people will be praising God, and some of you are so. Oh, oh. Then you'll be laughing. You think that's funny. Somebody was making fun. He said, Pastor, you won't believe it. She was praising God, and the wig on her head fall out. And I have to pray that God don't smite him. Because you have religion, you don't have understanding. Anytime praise is offered, what happens? The Bible says God inhabits the praises. Everywhere you lift up your hands, everywhere you open your mouth, everywhere you begin to dance unto the Lord, like David danced. They may think you are crazy. They may think you've lost your mind, but they don't know what you know. And the more you praise him, the more he bless you. The more he bless you, the more he multiply you. The more he multiply you, the more he increase you. The more he increase you, the more power. Praise is not an option. That is why I call the worship people, I call them cheerleaders. 4 years I fought them. They wanted to sing there. I said, no, it won't happen here. Because I know where I'm taking this church. I know when praises go up, not when the choir sing to us, when all of us, the Bible say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us, everybody, let us exalt the name of the Lord together. We don't need no solo. Solo who? That's what's been destroying us for decades. You singing to us, entertaining us. But can we sing together? The Bible said, let everything that has breath, not just the choir, not just the musician, not just the preacher, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Touch somebody, say, you better praise God. You better praise God. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him at home. Praise him in the shower. Praise him in your car. Praise him on your job. Praise him on the road. Praise him in the bathroom. Hey! You better praise him. Somebody shout prayer. Somebody shout prayer. God will not do anything in your life. That's right, sister. Unless you pray. Don't let religion kill you before your time. You'll be looking for the preacher. Can I find pastor to pray for me? Let me make a little confession. I was in my office. I was right there in the church office. Somebody walked in. Can I help you? I see the secretary. They were talking to each other. I won't mention the name of the secretary. But I see Patricia Wilson talking to them. They were talking to each other. And this stranger said, I've been looking for your pastor for so long. And Ms. Wilson said, yes, ma'am. How can I? Can we help you? Well, I need him to pray for me. Another one showed up the other day with Diana Mitchell. They always come because in their mind, your pastor got the real deal. I was sitting there, I didn't say one word. Maybe he's watching right now. I said, Negro, pray for yourself. What do I look like? Some magician from Africa? I did not move. I said, there's a big building there. If you need some privacy, walk inside the church, get on your knees, have a little talk with Jesus, tell him about your trouble, tell him what's wrong, tell him what you want him to do. Jesus is on the main line. Somebody needs to help this generation. Somebody shall pray. Tell your neighbor, you better pray. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have much time, but let me tell you another secret, and that's faith. Every time faith in God is demonstrated, the power of God showed up. If you never hear me preach any sermon to you, you grab hold of these three fundamentals, your life will never be the same. Learn to praise God when nobody is looking. Remember Paul and Silas, they were in jail. They were not in no church. Brother, some of you are locked up in jail. You're watching me right now, right there with shackles in your hand, with dust slammed in your face. You better find your corner and praise God for yourself. Pray. Don't just praise God. Pray. Give him permission to intervene in your business. And when you attach faith to it, the power of God showed up. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Everywhere God sees praise, his presence show up. Everywhere God sees prayer, permission granted. You know how military stand, say permission granted. That's what your prayer does. You cannot afford to wait until Sunday before you pray. The devil will eat your lunch and take your supper. Everywhere you see faith, God performs. Power showed up. The power of God. Miracles. What is faith? Faith is being fully persuaded that God will do just what he said. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. You must become fully persuaded. What did I say? Fully persuaded that God will do just what he says. And what God said is what is in his word. We call that the Logos word. Some of you say, but he spoke to me in the middle of the night. We call that Rhema. But if you don't understand the Logos, you have no business fooling with Rhema. Because the devil speaks to people too. I'm trying to help somebody here. So start with what God said. The Logos, the written word. God eventually will graduate you to the Rhema. Are you still here? What did God say? I just read it to you. He said, I would not put upon you sicknesses or disease. He said, none of these things that you watch with the Egyptians, I would never put it on you. And if Satan put it on you, he said, don't panic. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So faith is being persuaded fully that God will do exactly what he said. He said he won't put it on you. He will do exactly what he said. He said if devil put it on you, he will heal you. He'll do exactly what he said. Are you still here? Let's look at the example of Abraham right quickly. The Bible says Abraham was not weak in faith. How was he not weak in faith? Number one, he did not consider the fact that he's old. Am I still in the book? Number two, he did not consider the fact that his wife is barren. He did not consider Sarah's womb, the deadness of Sarah's womb. How was Abraham not weak in faith? The Bible says he did not stagger concerning the promises of God. Many of you go around, well, maybe God is tempting me. Well, maybe we, maybe he won't, maybe we, maybe he won't. I want to slap you so bad. Don't stagger concerning what God said. Guess what Abraham was doing? Instead, he was giving glory to God. You know what it means to give glory to God? Praise. That's like you don't have a car, but you're praising God Sunday morning for a brand new car. And then somebody's laughing at you. You see, that's somebody who would never ride in his life. You see, you're praising God. Nobody know like you know. That thing you're putting on But you're praising God. The Bible says Abraham was not weak in faith. He did not stagger concerning the promises of God, but he was giving glory. Can I be brutally honest with you? I know many of you are believing God for something here. The only hold up in your life, you are not a worshiper. I know some mothers that are believing God for the healing of their children. And my heart cries out every week. I see them sitting like a pile of log. They believe God, but they don't learn to give glory to God. You should be the number one worshiper. Can I be brutally honest with you? Your worship is no worship until somebody begins to make fun of you. Let them laugh. Let them talk. You know. You are a stakeholder. You know why you're singing. You know why you're running. You know why you're shouting. You know why you're dancing. You know. The Bible said Abraham did not stagger concerning the promises of God. Instead, he was giving glory to God. The Bible says he was not weak in faith. How was he not weak in faith? He called those things that be not as though they are. Don't let your pocketbook fool you. Your pocketbook don't make you. Your pocketbook can heal you. Your pocketbook cannot make a way out of nowhere. But there is a God somewhere. Hey! Oh, it's God. It's thank God. He will heal you. When the doctor said there is no more. Abraham became fully persuaded that God will do just what he said. What is the message? You know, when you are in faith, you know one thing I learned? I have a brother. His name is Sam. Sam likes to drink. He don't drink no more. I pray that mess out of him. Yes, Lord. The first thing I did, I helped God out before I prayed. Because Sam needed me to send him money. I told him, I said, I won't send you money that I work hard for so you can go get drunk. The devil is a liar. So, but you know one thing I learned from Sam? When he's drunk, he's not faking it. I'm trying to help somebody. You know what the problem is, Pastor, with church folks? Too many fakes. They come to church faking like they are holy. They come to church faking like they are in faith. A drunk man is a drunk man. If you have faith in God, even the devil will hear your name and run from you. We need to stop all this Mickey Mouse religion and get real with God. You need to become fully persuaded. Faith cannot be faked. You either have it or you don't. Every believer got the measure of faith. The only question is, are you going to develop it? Or are you going to remain a man of little faith? Are you still here? For the sake of time, let me quickly tell you, what is your faith? Why is it that your faith is so important? Why am I asking you to develop it? Why am I asking you to exercise it? Ladies and gentlemen, God gives to people according to their faith. Serious statement I've just made to you. I wish I have time to show you. Over and over and over again, God will say, be it unto you according to your faith. pastors, local pastors will call me and say, show us the secret of how your church grow. Give us the formula. There is no formula. God will bless you, be it unto you according to your faith. You know, if for this church to grow into thousands, 10,000, 20,000, it will require faith. God will only increase this church, any church, according to the faith that is in the house. Are you still here? Over and over again, Jesus will say that. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, the blind man came and Jesus touched them. And then Jesus said unto those blind men, Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, he said, be it unto you according to your faith. Mark chapter 5, verse 34, you remember the woman with the issue of blood. After she got healed, Jesus said, daughter, it is thy faith that has made thee whole. Mark chapter 10, verse 52, you remember the story of the blind man sitting by the roadside begging, blind Bartimaeus. The Bible said, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, your faith has made thee whole. Luke chapter 7, verse 50, Mary Magdalene in the house of Simon the leper, she broke her alabaster box and poured everything out. The Bible said, Jesus said unto her, go in peace, thy faith has made thee whole. Luke chapter 17, verse 19, you remember the story of the 10 leper. One of them came by to give thanks to God. Jesus said unto him, arise, brother, go thy way. Thy faith made thee whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, Syrophoenician woman, the Bible said she is not even a church member, but she came and she believed God. The Bible said Jesus spake unto her. He said, great is thy faith. Go thy way. Be it unto you according to your faith. How is it to you? According to your faith. If there's something in your life you believe in God, you haven't seen. Guess what's missing? God will only give to you to the level of your faith. Not according to anybody's opinion. This is where I get in trouble. My brother-in-law is sitting there. This is his last Sunday here before he goes back to Africa. He is a medical doctor. God don't give to nobody according to anybody's opinion. I respect every doctor, every lawyer, every engineer, every expert, whatever you are. But God don't give to no one. No doctor can determine the longevity of a man. Only God. Are you listening to me? God will do for you according to your faith. Not according to medical report. Pastor, you got to see this report. I don't need to see your report. God will do to you according to your faith. Pastor, they just gave me an EKG, OBG, DGB. I don't know where y'all come up with all this big English. God don't do to you according to computer printout. Where is your faith in God? Today I decree in the name of Jesus that God will silence every opinion of man that is contrary to your healing. Open your mouth and shout amen right now. Whether it's medical report, whether it's lawyer's report, any report, God will silence every opinion that is contrary to your healing in Jesus' name. John chapter 1 verse 12, he put it this way. He said, as many as believe him, to them he gave power. Power to become. If you want to become anything, you got to believe him. When you believe him, he gives you power to become. As many as believe him, those are the people who give power to become. Question, what are you believing God for? Don't go through life one day at a time. Sweet Jesus. Don't let me go ugly with you now. Believe God for something. Everything in creation bow to faith and confidence in God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 put it this way. By faith, we understand. What do we understand, Brother Pastor? We understand that the world was framed. How? By the word of God. It is the word of God that's the key. The word of God produces faith. So it means faith does not require any physical evidence. You don't have to see it before you believe it. The whole world was framed by the word of God. No physical evidence. The world was made out of nothingness. You don't have to see anything. You don't have to taste anything. You don't have to smell anything. You don't have to touch anything. You can, if you can find a promise in the word of God, you can grab hold of the word of God and believe it and exercise your faith and watch God do it for you. Don't let nobody tell you where maybe God will do it. Where in his own time, you know, religion always have some way to talk you out of your miracle. You got to believe God for yourself. Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's womb was closed. Question, how did she get pregnant? If the woman's womb is closed and the man had no sugar in the tank, how sister girl? I'm trying to help somebody now. No water in the radiator. But she got pregnant. What about Mary? Mary, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said she met with no man. How she get pregnant? Somebody shout faith. That's what you need. That's what I need today. I'm believing God for big things. Woo! If I give you my list, it will blow your mind. You know why I don't give people my list? Because they think, oh, that Negro is full of himself. What is wrong? Why can't people believe God? On July 17, I'm on lineup to preach with a brother here. His name is Joseph Walker. Joseph pastor a church in Nashville, and Joseph and they were trying to arrange preachers. And there are three of us, and they put me next to Joseph, and I laugh about it. And they put another one behind me, and I was asking the question, why you put Joseph in front of me? I sure did. They say, well, Pastor, he pastored 25,000, and you know, you only pastor a few. But in my spirit, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Don't hesitate to believe God. You know, this is where, oh Lord, my time. This is the problem with church people. You are believing God, but you believe in God in secret. See, I just declare in open TV that someday I will pastor 20,000, 30,000 people. I ain't scared. Some of you will hear and say, that man is so full of himself. That's why you're still broke. Jesus, Mark chapter 11, saw a fig tree. He didn't speak to the fig tree silently. He didn't speak to the fig tree in his heart. That's the problem. You don't want nobody to laugh at you. You don't want nobody to talk about you. You don't want nobody to question whether you have a real call upon your life. So you're believing God silently and you're receiving nothing silently. But the day you are man enough, the day you're woman enough and say, someday my daughter will walk. Someday my boy will come home. Someday, I don't care what devil, hear what you are saying. But because you have the courage to decree and declare, all of heaven will join the chorus. The angel of the Lord will come around them that fear him, and he will bring those angels to bring it to pass. The Bible says, when Jesus spoke, Pastor, everybody heard him. Everybody heard what Jesus said. And there are some folks who are coming to church. They just want to hear what you're going to say. They know your story. They know your diagnosis. They know how the doctor have told you you don't have a chance. And then they're waiting to see whether. But if you will have the courage, in spite of what they know, they know that your biological clock has run out. They know you are no longer a candidate for marriage. They know you're no longer a candidate to give birth to a child. But if you have the courage to stand up and tell the whole world and say, my years of barrenness is over, I decree and declare to you, the same God that caused Hannah to give birth, the same God that caused Elizabeth, the woman that was called barren, to give birth, the same God that made out of a way out of nowhere for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, by this time next year, you will birth your own miracle. By this time next year, God will bring it to pass for you. By this time next year, you will live to see your miracle. Open your mouth, shout amen. Come on, give the Lord your loudest amen. All over the building, give God your loudest amen. Where are my praise worship? I want my praise worship. Yeah, I want all the praise worship right up here. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I want you to praise God as if you got it. Faith don't have to see it before you receive it. Faith don't have to touch it before you have it. I don't need to know what you're believing God for. One lady, yesterday I got on the Facebook and I invite people. I say, I'm conducting a healing service. Come on to church. One lady said, Pastor, please help me. Help me. I don't have a car. I don't know how to get. And they say, your transportation ministry is not together yet. Many times I will call, they don't pick me up. So, you know what I told her? I say, sister, forget the transportation ministry. Forget every one of them. believe God right now for your own car. Right now. Right now. How long are you going to be calling people that don't show up? Then she told me, she said, Pastor, I want to believe God. There's one problem. I have no income. I said, Sister, you are the perfect candidate for God to bless. Because if you have money, you will think your money got the car. But when you get to a point that your back is against the wall and your friends are few and they seem nowhere to turn but God, watch God, watch God, watch God, watch God. He will do the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. I don't know what they're going to sing, but I want you to praise God. For whatever it is, there are some things I'm believing God for. My wife and I, we're fasting and praying for something. I don't know what you're believing God for. Dare to pray about it. Dare to praise God about it. Dare to have faith in what God said about it. It's done. What did I say? It's done. What did I say? I didn't say it will be done. I didn't say maybe it shall be done. It's done. Sing.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here, oh. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? The Spirit of the Lord is here, oh. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here, oh, the power of the Lord is here. Now, if you believe the power of the Lord and you have faith to receive and believe that whatever God said, he will do it, I want you to get ready to give God a crazy, radical praise. Is everybody ready to do that? Here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Come on. Put those hands together. Say the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord. Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord. Where is it? Come on, he can do anything when you're in his presence. Oh. If you believe the person of the Spirit of the Lord, say the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord. Where is it? Come on, if you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here and he can do exceedingly, abundantly above all things that you can ask or think, we want you to say the power of the Lord is here.
The power of the Lord is here.
The power of the Lord is here. Can't you feel it in the atmosphere? The power of the Lord is here. It's sound the alarm. Come on and blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple and every the Lord is in the temple and everybody bow and let all praise him. The Lord. Where is he? Woo! from the Lord. A blessing from the Lord. Where is it? Come on, one more time. Everybody blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Come on and blow your trumpet and sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple. Let everybody bow. Let all the people in the sanctuary.
Step!
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please